Okay.
So I think we're ready to discuss some of the halach lamaisa of this whole Shin Pei Vav, which is groma, garmi, and everything like that. We discussed the klolim 2 weeks ago. We had a shir last week in the middle. And now we're going to talk about how dayanim deal with this in real life cases, okay? So it's a little bit complicated. I asked Abdayan, what do you do with Shin Pei Vav? And he says, Shin Pei Vav is a mess. That's his lashon. It's very complicated. It's not klar. But we came out that basically there's two basic mahalchim in how to understand this whole thing of grama and garmi, which means indirect damage. One mahalach is the mahalach of the Mechaber, the Ramban, and some of the Rishayim that there are there are specific distinct chilukim between grama and garmi. And basically, it boils down to two basic things, which is garmi is anything which, let's say, you need to check off three boxes for garmi. One is that it's vade going to happen, it's bar yazeka. The other one is it's going to happen now, immediately. And the third one is that you're interacting directly with the thing which got damaged. So if you have all three of those, then you would be chayev. What's an example? The Gemara said, what? It's a very good question. It seems like as long as there's pshia, even there's no intent to damage, but you're not an oinus. You could have avoided it, and you weren't careful enough, you would be chayiv. So, the Gemara's example is, if you burn a shtar of someone, you burn someone's shtar, a document to collect the debt. He can't collect the debt anymore. But you didn't directly take money out of his pocket. But that's called garmi, because you have all three categories. You took away the shtar, it's vada going to happen, and it happened right away. Or Mechaber says if you threw someone's matbeya into the yam, okay? So it's a garmi because it's going to cost him money to go now and get it. And Mimela, that's garmi, because you interacted directly with the item. It's vaday a loss, and it happened immediately when you did it. Okay? So those are those cases. The Shach says...
What's bar yazeka?
The bar yazeka means for sure going to be a loss. Meaning for him to retain his item, he needs to go and pay the guy, right? So now, to go find it. So, la'afuke, a case where you opened the door of his barn and his animals went out. They didn't go out the minute you opened it. You didn't interact with the animals. And it's not bar yazeka because they may not leave. So that's groma. So if you went into someone's house, you left it open, we said that's a groma, you're pater. Obviously, pater means pater b'dinei adam, you're still chai b'dinei shemaim, whatever that means. Different discussion. Now, that's all in the world of the Ramban, which maybe is the Mechaber. But the Shach holds that Dina Degarmi is a Knas. And the Sma also holds, basically, it's a Durabanon. So if it's a Knas, and Dina Degarmi is only a Knas, so then the Halacha is that the Shach says, we don't really know why Chazal chose certain cases to give a Knas and certain cases not. That's the Shach in Sivkot and Chav Dalet. I need a book just to show you the page number. You need one behind you? There's two, they're behind you, there's a whole pile. So it's the Shach in this print. It's page number... It's the top of page 27. When it says, Yeshem de Bebovel... The bechol groma benizak and im hushchiach you pay, and he says that's not true. Loshen Arav einay nochem beinay sheloi matzasi mi sheoimer bechol groma benizak and im hushchiach shechayv l'shalim shum knas. It's not true. We don't know why they paid. And then he says at the end of the Sif Katan, like four lines in the thin lines, V'loy nir ali, the davka milsa de metzinu b'shas, the kansu, amrina mishum shaya nir alem d'shchiach, av b'ha man lem alon d'shchiach, v'kivin d'dina d'gami inu l'knasa, hava d'lo loysev. So the shach severely limits the ability to use garmi in a din Torah. Because he basically says we don't know why Chazal obligated one. And therefore, if you have a good tayin, and he's going to tell the dayanim, hey, my client holds like the shach, it's going to be very hard to get any money out of him. So let's go through some cases. So what do dayanim do? Lamaisa. So let's just go through a case and what would happen. So now, before we go through some lamaisa cases, there's one yesoid that we did not touch on, which changes the entire landscape of the sugya. Okay? And that is, that is a yesoid like this, that if you hired someone to work for you and they caused you a garama or garmi bin izakin, the Nesivus says that when he took upon himself the job to get paid, he took upon himself that if he causes a loss to the boss, begrama, he's going to pay. So there's a Nesivus that says any time that you have a hired worker, it changes the idea. So let's take three examples. Okay, I wrote down three examples here. One example would be, let's say you have a nursing home manager, and he got an email that there's going to be an inspection on certain things, and these inspections are very machmer on these things, and he was poshea. He didn't have intent, what you mentioned about intent. He didn't have intent to damage, but he was peshea. He didn't do the inspection. He didn't clean up the place properly for the inspection. He like basically ignored it. They always send these emails. He's not going to come. And the guy comes, and there's a mess.
It has to be that he just didn't care.
What?
If some of the emails aren't legit, then it's not Bar Yezeko. You want it to be a case of Bar Yezeko, so you can't.
Okay, I don't.
It has to be that every time they send the email, they come. He just wasn't interested.
Well, it's Bar Yezeka that once they come, that the point is that because they came, once they come, it's Bar Yezeka, the fine, right? So now they came and they gave him a massive fine to the nursing home. So can the owner be mechayev the manager to pay? It's only a grama, it's indirect damage. He didn't lemaisa cause the nursing home the damage, but because he was peshea in the inspection, they failed. And Mamela, he's causing a groma to the balabais. So according to this Nesivus, the manager of the home would have to pay. Because even though it's a groma, it's a garmi, pashtas, because it's bar yezeka. Well, you didn't interact directly. It's like an interesting case. No, but the owner did rely on you. So once the owner relies on you, it's maybe. That's what he said. But so either I'm not sure about that because once they come though they give the fine. So therefore, you know, it could be a bari. But regardless, even on groma he's mechayev in such a case. So he would be chayev. Another case is even a bigger chiddush. If he maybe somebody had a good client, but there was a good client came in to the store, you know, and it's 5 minutes before closing, and the worker there is just, he's not interested in dealing with this guy. It's going to take another half hour, or whatever it is, his head is somewhere else, he's not interested. And the Maisa, he's basically doiche away the potential buyer, this potential buyer, client. So, again, they tine it that according to the Nesivus, you would have to pay. So that's an important knach to add on. Okay, one other case that's very important is that the Gemara talks about, let's see if I have the Gemara here. The Gemara discusses another case of Grama, which is, I think it's Mar Shulchani, Mar Dinah L'Shulchani, where is that? What? In the Shulchan Aruch, it's somewhere else. Where is Maradin al Shulchani? It's not. See, I don't know where Maradin al Shulchani is exactly. It's not here. It's not here. It's he brings it. It's the Rush brings it on page 12 of the booklet. There's a Rush. Page 12 of the booklet is a Rush. It's on page. It's Ois Tezayin of the Rush. He brings a case. Hamara dinar l'shulchani v'nimtza ra. Tani chada uman potter hedyot chayiv v'tani idach bein uman bein hedyot chayiv. So basically what happened is that there's a shulchani here. And a shulchani, he changes money. So he asked your advice. He got a coin. He didn't know if it was counterfeit or not. So he asked you your advice. He says, hey, should I take this coin or not? Should I accept this coin? Because I'm going to need to circulate this coin. Should I accept the coin or not? And you said, yeah, go do. Yeah, accept the coin. And Lamai said, it's not a good coin. So you were going to the Shulchan Yahafsid. So the Gemara's Mechalik there, Bein Hedyot, it depends if you, how much you relied on you. If you're an expert counterfeit, you know, you're an expert.
Aren't you showing it to the Shulchani? He's the expert.
V'nim tzara, what?
Isn't the Shulchani the expert and you're showing it to the Shulchani?
Yeah.
Yeah, meaning what? Meaning... What was the case? So the case was that I need it for myself and I lost the money once I get it?
I bought merchandise from you and I gave you this money. I gave you $100 bill.
Oh.
You took it to the third person to get it.
Okay, so same point. So in other words, I sold the table for $100. I got a $100 bill. I went to the Shulchan. Is this legit? And he said, yeah, it's, you can tell the customer it's fine. And Lamaisa, you accepted the money. And now the customer's off to, you know, somewhere else. And you're never gonna meet that customer again, but then now Lamaisa, you're stuck with this bad coin. There's nothing you can do with it. So you lost the money because of the Shulchani. So basically, the Gemara says that if the Shulchani is considered an expert, then it's chayv dina degarmi. Why is it dina degarmi? Because he interacted directly with the money. He took the money. He basically took this money and said, yeah, it's good, and he was moichel yirchoy for you. And zvade hezeka, because the other guy's never going to pay you. There's no way you're going to chase down that guy. So therefore, it happened right away, the loss, right when you accepted the money, right? When he told you it's good, you accepted it. So therefore, The question becomes, what about if you go to a broker or someone like that, and they give you bad advice on an investment? So they give you bad advice. Now it's not exactly the same because
you're waiving before.
What?
Before they give you advice, you have to sign a million waivers. Any broker that you go to for, no, seriously. Can't hold them.
Right, but where it's more negeya is when it's not an official broker. It's your buddy next door, and you did the mistake of talking being gavra legavra with the guy next to you, right? And he decided to tell you that Bitcoin is the way to go, and you know whatever it is, because he just paid for his whole vacation on the day after the election, and he's all excited, and you know he told you to go in for it, and whatever. So the shaila is how much are you soymech on the guy? And again, if you paid him for that advice, not as an official broker, but you paid him for that advice, then it could be he's much more chayiv. Okay? And that's a case you have to look into. So now, there is a tshuva, so that's all cases that you paid someone. Maybe that's a different category. But what's more cases of garmi where you didn't pay someone? Regular cases of garmi. So, one simple case, not a major nafkamina, it's a few dollars, but you give someone a check, there's a bounce check. Who has to pay for the fee to the bank? Right? Every time you deposit a check and went bad, they charge you money. Can you give that back to the other person?
Why would that even be a shadow?
Because technically, the other guy he caused you damage, but he didn't damage you directly. So they say over here that Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, that it's as if when someone gives you a check, it's as if he's being mefarish to you. Go to the bank now. So it's like Maradin al Shulchani. In other words, even the Shach would agree you're chayiv, because the Shach says the case is in the Gemara, that we know. So if you could apply it and madam it, mamash to a case in the Gemara, then you're... See, it's basically that case. You took the check, you relied on it, you were moichel the guy, and now you're getting a loss, mikoyach, the check. So any losses that have to do with the fact that the check is not a good check, that he's chayiv for. So, because he is the shulchani in that case, because he's telling you, go to the bank now and deposit the money. So,
b'chi agav... Wait a week.
What?
And if you wait a week...
No, but he... And
I gave you the check. That week was good.
That's a good shayla. That's a good shayla. You gave me a check today. I told you to deposit it today. Look, don't hedge yourself. Don't, what's it called?
There's a long line.
Yeah, there's a long line. Right now, there's money in the bank. You waited a week. Yeah, I don't know in that case.
I mean, isn't it just the chiyuv is
So the lotion here is harizik mefarish yishalom nezek sheigrum. No, but if
the minig of medina will trump the zigen.
It depends. It depends what your case was. If you told the guy to deposit it today, then you're telling the guy to deposit.
I didn't say it.
Okay, so you didn't say. I thought you said you said to do it today.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so then you're not saying. So then you're saying, whenever you want, go to the bank. That's what you're saying. The meaning of Medina. But if I go ahead and come lafuke that, and say, hey, you know, what, go.
24
it's 24 hours. No guarantees after that. So then you're coming lafuke that. Okay. So. Now, so there's a lot of tshuvas also about, there's a lot of tshuvas written about, like we said, originally sending a virus to a computer. So what about something a little different where you deleted files off his computer and now he can't, you know, follow up with certain things? So Yesh Lodun, maybe even the Shach could be Mechayiv if that's going to go under Seref Shtaris of Shalchaveri. We learned that if you burn the Shtar of someone, so, and he can't collect money, that's Garmi, that the Gemara says. So could we go so far to say that this is already included, even the Shach would agree, because Seref Shtaris of Shalchaveri is the same thing. You went into his computer and you deleted his file, now he can't complete the guy's tax return or something. So it's the same thing as Seref Shtaris of Shalchaveri.
Pressing the button delete isn't the same as physically interacting with the Shtar.
In today's day and age, that's how you do the shtaris.
It's the same thing, that it makes the shtaris enforceable, but the fact is, I didn't physically do anything.
You did, because I wasn't going to use the physical shtar either. I was going to use whatever digital version of this exists, and whatever I was going to use, you got rid of.
So
it's the same thing. What's the difference?
Because the whole part of Garmi is that I physically touched the item.
That's not called physically getting rid of the shtar?
If I cause the guy not your shtar not to be collectible, because I tell the guy that you have no ability to...
No, but here you did interact with the file. The file is there, and that's the file that I used to collect. The file that I used to collect is in the cloud somewhere, and you went in there and deleted it. What's the
a bunch of zeros and ones. There's nothing physically that I touched.
I understand that, but...
You're focusing on physical. Focus on interacting with it.
Well, that's the whole...
There's got to be tribus. I think a tribus that deal with this kind of stuff.
So we asked the Bezdin of America... to send us, it didn't have clear psakim on it, but there's a few articles written. One is written by there's a few articles on this, and they basically all come out that most cases, like a virus type of thing, there's four tshuvas that they sent us about viruses. They all came out as a grama, because it's not even garmi, because in order for it to do nezik, you need to open it into your computer, so it requires another step from the nizik. It's similar to leaving your door open and the animal has to walk out for it to do damage.
That's the virus. That's the same thing as deleting.
No, it's a virus. Deleting files, I think, that could go under Seref Shtaris of Shachavera, which we already have a Gemara that's Mechayiv. So the goal over here is to figure out if you could apply it to the Gemara, then there's what to talk about. However, there is a tshuva in the Minchas Asher, which we could ask Reb Dov Kahn when he comes, but I would assume that not everyone goes like that. But he says like this. Reb Dov, when I spoke to him also, basically said a similar thing what the Dayanim tried to do. The ruach of the poiskim is that we don't want people to get away with Dina Degarmi. it's pretty obvious that that's the ruach of the poskim, right? That's why they created this new category, according to the Sma. The Sma, the Shach, why did Chazal create this new category if Grom was Taka Potter? The answer is, what's the Knas? The Knas is because we don't want people to go ahead and damage things and get away with it. So even though the Shach says we cannot be Mechayev you based on certain factors because we don't know, but there's a long shuva there to prove that there's sort of like a takana that B'chi Agav, the Bezdin, has a right to be mafshir, to make up shara. So essentially, even in, if I would say, if it falls under Dina de Garmi, according to the Ramban, if it falls under Dina de Garmi, according to somebody, even if the guy will say, well, I hold like the Shach and you can't be Mechai of me, I think that the Bezin would try to figure out a way to make him have to pay something.
How could they go against Kimberly?
Because when there's a Takanas Chazal in place, that gives the authority to Bezin to be Mafshir. That's what he says. When you find that there's a Takanas Chazal in place to protect the Nizek, the Bezin is allowed to use that Takanas Chazal to be Mafshir, which means to make a compromise. So therefore, over here, it could be that the Bezin will go ahead and do that. He told me also, Reb Dov's lashon was, we try to make tzirufim. That's what he said. We try to make tzirufim that he shouldn't be able to get away with it completely. But the way the Shach would come out would be very hard in anything other than real nezek to right? What about like that case that we just had? The attorney missed something completely. Right? The attorney missed something that a seller should have paid, you know, I'm not saying this is false, but whatever the case would be, there's something that an attorney looking over a document, you hired an attorney, and he's looking over the document, and the buyer now, the buyer's attorney, has to pay certain things that the seller should have paid, should have been taken care of before the sale. So that's a shin vav shayla. That's a shayla of umen shekilkel. And there's a strong. Now you're saying that the lawyer signed the document, signed the agreement, so he probably protected himself. But the point is, theoretically, without a previous agreement, theoretically, b'chi agavna, it would seem that a lav dafki, you have to pay him for the service. Well, there's two shaylos. You have to pay him for the service, and b, can you charge him for that loss? Right. So what does it say in the contract that you signed with the lawyer?
The lawyer never pays anything. You waive everything.
What?
Everything is waived.
Right, there's some sort of malpractice, I guess, like legal malpractice, yeah, or whatever. What?
Yeah.
But the point would be that it's possible without waivers and agreements and whatever, but I'm saying just, you know, Hamish, that Pashtus, you would not have to pay the attorney if you really messed up in that, but that's not really our sugya. The sugya would be that he have to pay for that loss that you had, and if you were completely soymech on the person, that would be an example that possibly, even the Shach would agree if you could put that under Maradin al Shulchani. Can you put that under Maradin al Shulchani? I showed you the dinar, I bought the table, I sold the table, I got money, I showed you the $100 bill, you told me it's not counterfeit, and I closed the deal because you told me it's not counterfit. Now I'm left with a counterfeit $100 bill. So would you be able to put advice that you received from an attorney on the documents? Yeah, it's good, close the deal. I sold, and now I'm left with a bill.
That's how we have malpractice insurance.
Right.
You should be liable. I mean, you're literally relying on the attorney, and
right,
it makes you lose millions of dollars.
Right.
That's why you have insurance for.
Right. Right.
And you have attorneys who do nothing except for other attorneys.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like the Chafetz Chaim says, we say, so why we make a bracha for Hashem created chisroinus in people? Because because this way everyone has to come on to each other. Everyone needs each other. So there's room for everybody. You have the attorney, you have the malpractice attorney, you have the guy that sues the malpractice attorney. You need to have room for the whole hierarchy. But anyway, so the the setup would be, that's one of the cases. So the cases that we have are pretty limited. The cases that we have are basically when it's Bari Azeka, according to their Machaber and their Ramah, you can Machaib all Garmi, so you're pulling out the pillow from a falling Kli, is Dina de Garmi. If you burn the Shtar, if you Emar Dina L'Shulchani, you took advice, and these types of cases. That's all Dina Garmi, but it's Vada going to happen. The Shach, on the other hand, says, yeah, those cases in the Gemara. But since the Gemara did not have digital files, and there's no Gemara about deleting digital files, we don't know what Chazal would have said. And Chazal don't have, you know, all these things. So we don't know. So that's why every case, the two-step process is, first you try to see if you can put the case into one of the cases of the Gemara. So, like we're saying, din al shulchani, when you're completely soymich on the guy, so here you're soymich on the attorney, you know, is it shayach to put that into it? And if it's not shayach, then you have to figure out, does it have the category of garmi according to the machaber? Still, according to the shach, you would be potter, and then you hope that the bezin tries to figure out a way to make some sort of pshar. That's essentially the seder hadavar. So there is an interesting one more interesting about this attorney thing. There is another case that he talks about, which is over here in the Ramah. It's in the Ramah in Shin Pei Vav Gimel, which is on page in the booklet. It's on page 26. It's in the middle of the Ramah on page 26. It says, Soifer shekosav shtar. A soifer wrote a shtar. Vekosav mone b'makom masayim. And he wrote that the borrower owes the lender 100 instead of 200. Oya mazik l'chaveru ba'atzasoy. Or your mazik, your friend, you gave him bad advice. Oy shlish shehechzer shtar shlohayu lo lahachzer. Or someone prematurely gave back a document as if it was paid before it was actually paid. Kulam peturim to lahave la grama benizakin. Technically, you're potter because it's only a grama. So this case of the soifer shekosav mane b'mokam asayim apparently is less than serv shtar oisav. You didn't burn the guy's shtar, but you made his shtar collectible only for 100, not 200. So that apparently is only a grama, because even though I relied on him, I also could have read it myself. Huh?
It's not immediate.
I could have. That's something very simple that I could have seen myself, right? So it requires some level of neglect from the owner as well. Something like, right? So those cases is part. However, look at this. Miu misham tinan lei ad mesalik hazeicha hazeicha v'chem b'chol grama denizakin. So the Ramah adds something here, which is Mishamtin Anle. We're going to see this in the next simon by Moiser. That Mishamtin Anle, we put him in Cherim until he takes care of his problem that he made. So I heard from a different Dayan that a method that they use in order to collect the Garmi when they really feel that the guy should pay, but there's Garmi, is what they'll do is that they'll say, Lemaisa, you caused this guy a loss, and this is Negev. They use it a lot of times when there's like a defamation case. What happened? Defamation is one of these cases. You spread around a rumor about this guy that he's not a good gardener. He's not good at what he does. And because of that, he stops getting business. And you spread the rumor. So that's direct damage, right? But Lemaisa, it's not more than Garmi. It's probably not Garmi at all. It's probably only Grama. And he doesn't have a claim on you. But the Bezdin feels that you did an Avla over here because you definitely did something wrong to him. So what the Bezdin will do, this Rabbi Zimmerman mentioned this when he was here last year. So what the Bezdin will do, if they feel that, what they can do is very similar to what this Ramah says, which is, what they'll say is that you know that Yom Kippur is coming and you have to ask him for Mechila. because Ham, you definitely did something bad to him. You said Lashon Hara about him. You said, so you definitely have to ask him for Mechila. We're going to tell him he does not have to be Moichel you unless you pay him $100,000 for a year's worth of Parnasa that you took away from him. That's our psak to him. We can't tell you to pay, but we could tell him that he doesn't have to be Moichel you unless you pay him that money. And coming Yom Kippur is around the corner, and this guy is not—he's 100% in the right for not being Moichel you. So that's almost worse than being Mechayev the guy to pay, right? Mechayev the guy to pay. Okay, good. I have to pay. Fine. So go collect the money, right? Go figure out how to collect the money. But here, there. What? I'm saying it's a psak. In psak, it's a groma. They can't really be Mechayev him. But what they're saying is that they're paskining that on the nizik, on the guy that got damaged, that he doesn't have to be moichel until a certain amount is reached. So that's mamash what the Rama says here. Mishamtin anle ad mesalik hazeka. In other words, that there's a technique that they could use in order to carry out a din which they feel is mamash chayiv, but they can't technically be mechayiv, but they feel it's wrong to let the guy get away with nothing. Is that they'll be b'shamtin alei? They'll use a social pressure to basically create a situation where he's going to want to pay it.
When Rav Dov Kahn was here, he said that lachos of chosh mishpat tell us who the patch is coming for. So how does something like this shtim with that? Meaning the halach.
No, because you're chai b'din shemayim. You're chai b'din shemayim. So the Gemara says this. The Gemara leaves it open for that. You're correct. When he was here, someone showed me a letter. And he said, can you show the Rav this letter? So the letter basically was that I wanted something from someone. And basically I ordered something for a simcha. And it didn't come. I had to go rush and get it from other people. I had to go fly in, change my tickets, this, that. It cost me thousands of dollars. Because this person didn't send it. When I found out, they sent it to the wrong address, it turned out. Or whatever. They didn't send my whatever I needed, they didn't send it in time, and because of that, it delayed everything, and it cost me a lot of damage. So, should I tell them, you know, should I mention it to them that they should really pay me? It's not right. So he looked at that, and he's like, then he said that svara. You know? Don't always look at the other guy. Like, you know, maybe, first of all, maybe that thing that you think you really needed for the simcha, maybe Taka didn't need that much. Number one, whatever it was. But in general, the person didn't come to bother you. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't get the information in time, whatever. Okay, so, you know, that's called achnis, you know. So you have to know, that's why, you have to know what the ruach over here is. If the person did a complete avil, like this case of the defamation, right? Halachically, they're wrong. They're 100% wrong. They did an avera. Now, in dine moments of the avera, is only chayv letas yedei shamayim. So they don't want to, the bezin doesn't want to allow this person to get away with that. When the person didn't do anything wrong, and then the chayv b'din shamayim, then you could tell them, look, it's an accident. I get it. Lamaisa, you caused him hefshed. Come up with a pshara. But we're not gonna use a tactic to try to get you to pay. So you need to understand, you know, a little bit more about the story, right? But this case over here, also you have to know there was a pshia involved. So when there's a pshia involved, and you because of the pshia you lost, so it's mukkan to be mafshir. But you're right. In a case where, let's say, I think like what you're talking about is, let's say, Hasagas Gvul case. The Chazanish says, Hasagas Gvul case, where I don't know if I'm allowed to open the business. Okay, well, if Chazal says you're allowed to open it, so then you're right for opening it. If Chazal says you're not allowed to open it, then you're wrong for opening it. That's it. All the other emotional stuff doesn't make it. Well, we can't have two of these stores next to each other. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. So there you don't start bringing in your own das on that. You know, but here where it's gufa chavdei shemayim, it's a little different. Okay, so next week we're going to start Meiser, which is very very gishmak sugya. Hopefully not something yel Meisa. and but it's very big. It's connected to this limit, to this one. Okay, shkoyach.